local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on a Monday. It is June 3rd, 2024. You are listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Had a lot of fun with you during hour number one. We gave away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of Rent. Be listening for more opportunities both on Pensacola Morning News and on Pensacola Right Now throughout the week to win more tickets. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line 262-6111. Starting off, as we always do, with today's top three stories, a grilling on Capitol Hill for Dr. Anthony Fauci, defending his response to the COVID pandemic.
Children all over America were forced to wear masks. Healthy children forced to wear masks, muzzled in their schools. And then they were forced to learn from home because of your so-called science and your medical suggestions.
And Fauci dismissed Republican accusations that he tried to cover up the possibility the virus leaked from the lab in Wuhan. Republicans also say the 6 feet apart social distancing recommendation by federal health officials was arbitrary and not based on science. Fauci insisted the 6 foot guidance did not come from him. Republicans say new evidence suggests Fauci's staff attempted to evade public records laws and demanded he turn over private emails and phone records. Fauci adds that public health officials will take a closer look at the cost-benefit ratio of things like vaccine mandates. In Delaware, jury selection starting today in the federal firearms case against Hunter Biden. President's son is accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs in 2018. And this marks the first time in U.S. history the child of a sitting president has gone on trial. Biden has pleaded not guilty to those three charges. What do you think the reaction's going to be, Austin, if a week after Donald Trump, and who knows how long the trial's going to last, but in the aftermath, one of the things that the president said was nobody is above the law, which is, of course, interesting given the investigation that the special counsel Robert Hur had with his classified documents case, and he says, well, he's a senile old man. No jury is going to convict him with that. And now his son is facing trial on three charges. What if he is found not guilty on those three counts?
I mean, it's just
what do you think the reaction is going
to
be?
It's just going to really feed into the Republican argument of, okay, this is a one-sided system, and it's obviously, you know, Biden and his son getting away with this or that. It's going to be more of what we've heard. It's just going to make the optics look all the worse if you're a Biden supporter.
Yeah, that'll be something to keep our eye on there. And in Israel, confirming the deaths of four hostages that were being held in Gaza. IDF spokesman Admiral Daniel Hagari spoke about the deaths.
It says that the four of them were killed while together in the area of Khan Yunis during our operation there against Hamas. The information we confirmed by the relevant bodies after assessing new intelligence that we gathered over the last few weeks.
Those identified: Haim Perry, Yoram Metzger, Anaram Cooper, and Nadav Popplewell. They were abducted and taken to the Gaza Strip by Hamas during the October 7th attack on Israel. 5:15, first check of the roads this hour. Austin, what are you seeing out there?
Well, the first thing I'm seeing is that this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, and that you can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Second thing I'm seeing is that we still have several spots of note on the roads here, starting with the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Just out of nowhere last hour, Palafox Street decided to kind of kill the vibe and just get really bad. There's still no confirmation of an accident report there, but nonetheless, it's looking pretty rough. So be on the lookout for that intersection there, especially if you're traveling northbound on Palafox. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, still giving us some issues as well. Same could be said with Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And then the intersection of Fairfield Drive and, what is this here, Pace Boulevard. Fairfield Drive and Pace Boulevard kind of looking rough also. But there are no traffic reports being confirmed, or traffic incidents, rather, being confirmed in any of those areas at this time. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 still giving us some issues. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Partly cloudy skies during the overnight hours with low temps in the 70s. Over the next couple of days, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and there's a 30% chance that a shower or thunderstorm will pop up, mainly during the afternoon hours. High temperatures will run in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, looking at our local headlines here today, a couple of shootings under investigation in Escambia County. Deputies investigating a shooting in Montclair that happened near Rowan Lane at around 12:45 in the afternoon. One woman reportedly injured in that. The sheriff's office on their Facebook page last hour saying that 16-year-old Glenn Allen James is wanted for questioning only in connection to that incident. They posted a photo. We have shared that on our News Radio Facebook page. And if you have any information, you're asked to contact Crime Stoppers or the sheriff's office. Also, this morning, a 39-year-old man now charged in a shooting that reportedly stemmed from an argument over a tree limb. According to jail records, Derek Sewell is charged with attempted homicide. His wife talked to Channel 3.
Checked my phone and seen my 16-year-old. She's been texting me since about an hour and just saying, you know, hey, can you come home now, Mommy? Because Daddy just shot somebody and we need you to come home right now.
And ring camera footage also shows Sewell throwing portions of the limb into the neighbor's direction, followed by the neighbor swinging at Sewell, who then retreats back into the home to retrieve his gun. The victim was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Today, the family of senior airman Roger Fortson reacting to the news late last week that the Okaloosa County deputy involved in Fortson's death has been fired.
I want justice for my child. You're not going to throw me a bone. Take his credentials, take his pension, let the world know why he resigned and came back. Break up charges against him. He thought he wasn't going to make it home to his family. Guess what? This one did it.
His mother, Mecki Fortson, says it is a step forward but remains firm in calling for Deputy Eddie Duran to face criminal charges. Of course, the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office concluded that Duran's actions were not objectively reasonable. Their investigation, though, is separate from the criminal investigation handled by FDLE and the state attorney's office. Also, Pensacola police investigating the circumstances behind a car fire in the Cordova Park neighborhood over the weekend. According to the PNJ, the car was parked at a home on Hallmark Drive near the home of Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers. The fire started shortly after 5 Saturday morning. PPD's Mike Wood says that an arson investigation is ongoing, and they're adding more patrols to the area as well. 519, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 when guests from Florida Power & Light will be on the show discussing programs and resources available to its customers, from recent rate reductions and storm preparedness efforts to tips on how to save energy and other community initiatives. The experts will discuss FPNL's commitment to their customers and our community.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Father's Day, Beer Fest, dinner with strings attached, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer, I repeat, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Still have some pretty severe congestion on Palafox Street and Burgess Road. That intersection there looking very rough still at this time. Same with Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. So be on the lookout for that as well. Brent Lane has only gotten worse if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. So be on the lookout for that as well. That's if you are traveling westbound. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Partly cloudy skies during the overnight hours with low temps in the 70s. Over the next couple of days, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and there's a 30% chance that a shower or thunderstorm will pop up, mainly during the afternoon hours. High temperatures will run in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 525, taking a look here at our state and national headlines. Florida voters this fall will decide whether to eliminate nonpartisan school board elections across the state. Amendment 1 would make district school board races partisan starting with the 2026 elections. The ballot measure would reverse another amendment approved back in 1998, mandating those races be free of candidates with party labels. Supporters of the amendment say it's about transparency and not advancing one particular party or another.
And the fate of a man on death row for the murder of a Nassau County deputy is in the hands of a judge. Defense attorneys for Patrick McDowell were back in court earlier this morning to make their final plea to try to get their client's sentencing switched to life in prison. McDowell pleaded guilty to shooting and killing Deputy Joshua Moyers during a traffic stop in 2021. The judge will review the entire case before making his ruling.
And the early warming of the Atlantic Ocean is sparking concern and warnings. A Miami University professor, Brian McNulty, says the Atlantic temperature is 2 months ahead of schedule.
The warmest out of this 14-day streak was just on May 30th, and that was at 89.6. So, yeah, basically 90. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
McNulty says the water temperature will continue to increase through the summer, which will negatively impact marine life like fish and coral, and of course serve as fuel for hurricanes, leading to what forecasters predict to be a much more active and severe hurricane season.
And rapper and singer Sean Kingston booked into Broward County, Florida's main jail overnight. Kingston, whose real name is Kashawn Anderson, faces a long list of charges, including a more than $1 million criminal fraud scheme.
Considering the amount of money allegedly involved in this matter, the level of fraud, also noting that Mr. Anderson allegedly committed these offenses while on probation in the state of California for trafficking with stolen property.
He was released after posting a $100,000 bond. Back in May, a SWAT team executed a raid on his Southwest Ranch's home, which ended later that day with he and his mother, Janice Turner, both in custody.
National headlines today. The Senate is expected to vote Wednesday on the Right to Contraception Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made the announcement in a letter, with the vote coming just weeks before the second anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The bill would guarantee a woman's right to birth control and a doctor's right to provide contraception referrals and services related to birth control.
And police are continuing to investigate a mass shooting which left one person dead and dozens others injured in the state of Ohio. The shooting happened early Sunday morning at a large gathering in Akron, killing a 27-year-old and injuring 24 others. Police say current evidence suggests that a vehicle with an unknown number of occupants pulled up to the gathering and opened fire. They say some of the people at the gathering returned fire, and then the vehicle fled from the scene.
History in Mexico with the election of the country's first ever female president. That's Claudia Sheinbaum. She's the former mayor of Mexico City and will succeed President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. She has pledged to govern with the same principles as the former president, calling that a good thing for all Mexicans.
And there's no longer any conflict keeping President Biden off the general election ballot in Ohio. Yesterday, Governor Mike DeWine signed a bill passed by the State House and Senate that moves the ballot deadline from August 7th to September 1st for this fall's election only. The issue with the previous deadline was that Biden would not have been officially nominated as the Democratic candidate for president by that time, because the Democratic National Convention is not happening until August 19th.
Also this week, the president poised to issue an executive order on illegal immigration. Here's Michael Board.
New video shows police in South Texas stopping a speeding pickup truck just miles from the border with Mexico. Four illegal immigrants crammed in the rear seat.
For the people in the back.
We hitchhiked them. They were with their thumbs up.
Three more in the bed.
You just randomly picked them up. Nobody texted you.
No, sir.
State troopers say smugglers like this are emboldened. They're pleading for help. That could come this week. A presidential plan would shut off asylum requests, denying entry once the number of people caught by border officials exceeds a new threshold of 4,000 per day. I'm Michael Board.
And progress is being made in restoring water to Atlanta area residents following a massive water main break. That's the word from city officials, as Atlanta remains under a state of emergency after the break left parts of the downtown area without water over the weekend. It led to boil water advisories and even prompted businesses in parts of the city's downtown entertainment district to close or cancel events.
Looking at a recap of the day's top stories today, Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying on Capitol Hill, defending his response to the COVID pandemic. Of course, Republicans have gone after him for a number of things, mainly whether the social distancing and mask mandates were scientific or just on a whim. Also, new evidence suggests his staff's attempts to evade public record laws and demand he turn over private emails and phone records. Hunter Biden's criminal case and his federal firearms case in Delaware starting today with jury selection. A jury is now seated, and Israel confirming 4 more hostages killed in Gaza.
News on Tom Graham. President Biden expected to take executive action on immigration this week. It's an effort to ease the number of asylum seekers who enter the U.S.
The White House plans to shut off asylum requests and automatically deny entry to migrants each day once the number of people encountered by border officials reaches a daily cap that the AP is now reporting is set at 2,500 migrants per day.
Fox's Jillian Turner at the White House. Triple-digit heat expected to bake tens of millions in the western U.S. this week. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has this from L.A.
Southern portions of Arizona, Nevada, Utah, and the interior of California are under excessive heat watches, warnings, and advisories, including Phoenix, Sacramento, and Las Vegas.
Temperatures are expected to exceed 110 degrees in several southwestern communities in the coming days. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Despite enthusiasm about the expected arrival later this year of personal computers capable of handling artificial intelligence software tasks, this year's global PC sales will likely be flat with last year's. A new forecast from market research firm IDC puts this year's PC unit sales at just over 206 million, the tepid outlook due in part to a likely decline in sales in China. Stocks finished the Monday session mixed. Despite a final hour buying spree that erased a big chunk of their earlier moderate losses, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 115 points, but the S&P 500 edged up 5, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 93. She wants to have a little more fun. Cyndi Lauper today announced that she will retire from the road after one more tour that'll take her to arenas in 23 North American cities this fall. The Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour will kick off October 18th in Montreal and wrap up December 5th at Chicago's United Center.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Florida Panthers were clearly better than the New York Rangers, and now Florida's off to another Stanley Cup final, and this time they'll square off against the Edmonton Oilers. As for the Rangers, they wasted a sensational playoff run by goalie Igor Shesterkin. It's disgraceful that the Rangers' big guns didn't go to war for Igor. Now let's hope the Blue Shirts don't continue to waste these epic goalie performances like they did for so many years with the great Henrik Lundqvist. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Stewart with the University of West Florida. Since 1969, UWF has offered graduate programs to provide expanded education and training for professionals in Northwest Florida. Join members of the UWF Graduate School on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss graduate programs at UWF and the resources provided to prospective students. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Got some backups developing on I-10. This is if you're traveling westbound, just past Pensacola Boulevard. Don't know what's causing that. No confirmation of an accident, but nonetheless something to look out for. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still giving us some trouble. Same can be said with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and Palafox Street at the intersection with Burgess Road. Both of those, or all of those areas rather, looking kind of rough. And Gulf Beach Highway now as well. It's joined the party if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Once again, no confirmation of an accident over there either. It's just, typical evening congestion that we get. Then it's just a couple more spots. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And we did have some issues on Caroline Street for the longest time if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But fortunately, that congestion has appeared to have just about cleared up.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 70s. Warm, humid weather continues over the next several days. Each day, we've got a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. That rain chance runs at about 30%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Looking at around what's happening in the world of sports today, it's been a spending spree this offseason if you have a top wide receiver, right, Austin?
Yes, that is true. The latest example of this is Minnesota's wide receiver, Justin Jefferson. He's now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, agreeing to a four-year extension with $110 million guaranteed, over $80 million of that due upon signing. The deal could reach as high as $140 million with bonuses and incentives. So, yes, it has been a big offseason for wide receivers, but Justin Jefferson just might be taking the cake, at least until further notice. Who it hasn't been a good offseason for is Brandon McManus. His Washington Commanders career is over. This comes after the news last week that McManus was accused of sexual assault in a May lawsuit by two women. They filed it accusing McManus of sexually assaulting them when he was a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they were working as flight attendants on the team's plane last season. And then we do have some upsetting news here, or some more upsetting news, rather. Dallas Cowboys legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer Larry Allen has passed away. Only 52 years old, the team announced he passed away suddenly while on vacation in Mexico with his family on Sunday. So very upsetting news there. And then upsetting for me, the Dallas Stars, once again, falling just short of the finish line in the Western Conference Finals, losing in six games to the Edmonton Oilers, who won 2-1 last night to advance to the Stanley Cup. I think for the first time since 06, am I correct on that? Or do you not know off the top of your head?
Last time the Stars have been in the finals?
No, the Oilers.
Oh.
I want to say it's 06. Could be wrong. Either way, been a while.
Yeah.
Better part of 20 years. They'll take on the Florida Panthers, who were last year's Eastern Conference champs, in the Stanley Cup, with Game 1 being on Saturday. And then a bit more drama in the sports world. Padres infielder Tecupita Marzano, I hope I'm saying that right, he's facing a potential lifetime ban for betting on baseball after the MLB received information that he had been wagering on games involving the Pittsburgh Pirates last season when he was on the team. That story coming from ESPN.
It was 2006 for the Oilers. You were correct.
They didn't win.
They didn't win it, no. Their last championship was 1990, I believe. 1993 is the last time a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup. I think I'm correct on that.
That sounds about right, because I remember when the Raptors won the NBA Finals, they were the first Canadian team to win any major sport in this country since the early 90s.
And by the way, if you're new to the program, Austin gets paid on the number of Toronto Raptor references he can get into a show.
I just made a nickel there. I'm pretty happy about it.
Any of his favorite teams.
Yes.
That's how he gets paid.
Okay, buddy.
Another story that Austin is just giddy over.
Yeah.
Is that, according to The Athletic, Netflix is closing in on a deal with the SEC for a new docuseries on several programs this coming football season. Netflix has had recent success with its sports docuseries, namely Formula One's Drive to Survive and the PGA Tour's Full Swing. I've seen a little bit of Drive to Survive. I've heard that Full Swing was very good. What SEC programs would you be most interested in seeing a Netflix docuseries on?
I think of the relevant programs, Florida. I think you mentioned them last hour, and I think, as you said, when you combine the offseason drama they've had with this whole Jaden Rashada situation, Billy Napier being in a scalding hot seat, and with their schedule looking about as tough as it's looked in recent memory,
yeah.
I think they've got a lot stacked against them that people are going to want to hear about. But I love how it says the SEC, several programs, as I said, that means anyone relevant. They're not going to be touching on South Carolina. They're not going to be touching on Vanderbilt. They're going to, or Mississippi State. They're going to be touching on Alabama, Georgia,
LSU,
may get as far as Tennessee and Ole Miss.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. It's going to be an interesting change in college football this year because, you know, the networks are kind of all switching over, right? Because you've got the SEC on CBS is no mas because the Big Ten is agreeing to their package there. So the SEC is going to be on ABC and ESPN. But, man, I'll tell you what. With College Football 25, the trailer videos, with the different news and tidbits that I've been seeing about schedules and just everything around college football, I'm starting to get pretty excited.
I know.
About the college football season. You know, because ESPN is putting out, like, hey, here is our list of TV games that we're going to have in a particular week. And I was just scrolling through the ESPN app yesterday, and November 30th, which is like the final regular season game, of course, big rivalry week. But, I mean, you've got the return of Texas A&M.
Yep.
You're going to have Oklahoma LSU playing that weekend.
Yep.
Of course, Ohio State, Michigan, and all
Wake
the traditional.
Forest, Duke. Okay, all the
there
ones.
It is, another nickel. There it is. There's going to be just so many big matchups week in, week out because, and you know, say what you will, I'm not necessarily for conference realignment, but you've got Oklahoma and Texas now in the SEC. You've got USC, Oregon in the Big Ten. So a lot more big matchups that are going to be coming each and every Saturday. Because, you know, there are some weeks in past years where it's just like, man, this weekend's really a dud when it comes to the lack of top college football matchups. 5:45, another check of the roads and weather.
All right, well, just out of total nowhere, just about all of the congestion on Pine Forest Road has cleared up.
Right.
Happy to say that. But Pensacola,
got a long green light there.
Yeah, apparently. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile, though, that's still giving us some trouble. Same with the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And I-10, if you're traveling westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard as well, we do have some issues in that area still. Same with Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. After that, it's just a couple other major spots that we've been touching on basically throughout the entirety of the show this evening. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. I fell for it again. I was so expected to say congestion on Caroline Street, and I was wrong. That has cleared out as well. So, yay.
All right. Here's Alan.
Partly cloudy skies during the overnight hours with low temps in the 70s. Over the next couple of days, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and there's a 30% chance that a shower or thunderstorm will pop up, mainly during the afternoon hours. High temperatures will run in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Health, business, and science notes today. Fathers are more at risk for heart issues later in life than men without children, new research shows. I'm not sure that that's attributed to new research. That's just the reality.
Yeah, they took a survey of dads. Yeah,
researchers find that later heart issues were particularly noticeable in men who became dads at age 25 or younger. The causes aren't spelled out, but the researchers suggest the stress of parenthood could make it more difficult for men to maintain things like a healthy diet and exercise. To me, it's more so just like in your head, you go through a lot of worst case scenarios, right? You know, I think people do in general, but like I'm telling you, man, when you become a dad and you're just thinking of like what could go wrong on a daily basis, whether it's something that you're doing currently or at any moment of your life, it's like it's could stress you out.
Oh, no, I don't doubt it. And something that, you know, could be tied to parenthood, at least for fathers. A new study shows that late night eating boosts the risk of developing colorectal cancer. You know what? I'm not a father yet. I've kind of taken part in this. There have been lots of studies showing the risks and benefits of what you eat, of course. But a new study out of Chicago's Rush University Medical College is the first to look at and find a link between eating late and developing colorectal cancer. Researchers studied more than 600 people getting colonoscopies and found that nearly half of those admitting they were late-night eaters were more likely to have adenomas, non-cancerous lesions that can become cancerous over time.
Well, I'm glad we touched on this before College Football 25 came out. So when I'm up until 3 a.m., essentially from mid-July through September, I will just avoid eating to you know, make sure that we're, you know.
Very smart. Well, and you know what? That's actually a perfect segue.
And that's going to help with my stress levels, too.
No, it won't. But that's a good segue to the GameStop story we got here. GameStop shares are surging as much as 80% before the market opens today. This is after speculation that the person who inspired a short squeeze a few years ago could hold a big position with the video game retailer. Keith Gill, who is known as Roaring Kitty, posted online on Sunday a graphic of what could be his portfolio holding a large number of GameStop shares. Back in 2021, Roaring Kitty encouraged day traders to pile into GameStop, driving the price up and squeezing short sellers.
You remember when that was going on?
Yes, because everyone panicked, and it's like, this is not like some big deal.
And all of a sudden, the all of the investing apps mysteriously stopped taking buy-sell orders, too.
Well, the thing I remember, it was a joke on social media that said, you know, hey, listen, if you want to benefit from this, take part in the stock market. And it's like people start doing it and then, wait, stop. Like, don't do it that way.
Yeah. 548 here. If you missed this morning's Planet Parade, there's some good news. You have a better chance to see it later on this month. Early this morning, a total of six planets were aligned, although the there was only four visible to the naked eye, and they were stars. But Jupiter, Mercury, Mars, and Saturn were the ones that you could have seen. The exact same alignment will happen again on June 29th.
Ah, very nice. And keeping with the space theme, China's new lunar probe has successfully landed on the moon. On Saturday, the probe touched down on the dark side of the moon, where it will begin collecting samples from the surface. The unmanned mission hopes to return the samples to Earth in the next few months. China plans on sending astronauts to the moon by 2030 to start building a research base at its south pole.
Some pop culture notes. Spotify once again hiking prices. The streaming service announced that its ad-free premium plan will cost you $12 a month. That's a $1 jump. The cost of a duo premium plan for two people is going up $2 to $17 a month. A family plan will now cost $3 more at $20 a month.
My goodness. And an Ohio billionaire has plans to take a submarine down to the remains of the Titanic. What could go wrong? Larry Connor and Triton Submarines co-founder Patrick Leahy intend to pilot a small craft near 4,000 meters down to the floor of the Atlantic Ocean. The reason they're doing it? To prove that it's safe. It has been nearly a year since the Ocean Gate submersible imploded while diving down to view the Titanic off the coast of Newfoundland. Well, I mean, we talked about this last hour. We know it's safe. People have done it before. We know why it wasn't safe for the submersible to go down there last year. I wouldn't be I wouldn't be trying it, and I wouldn't be putting money into it either.
No, no. I just think there's certain things about our planet that are just better off left alone.
Yeah.
And deep sea exploration would be one of them. Let's see. Cyndi Lauper heading out on the road one last time. The pop icon announced the Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour kicks off October 18th. More than or around two dozen North American cities. Ticket pre-sales tomorrow. General sale on Friday. We'll take a break here at 5:50, recapping the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well next.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction company, provide superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the internal affairs investigation by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office into the deputy shooting of that airman, and what is the likely consequence now that he's lost his job. Will he face a trial, for example? Caught up with Ryan Jenkins, our farmer up in Jay, Florida, and talked about how the recent weather, harsh weather, has been directly affecting his crops and ability to plant and harvest what he needs to do. And can President Trump vote as a convicted felon? You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here, winding down hour number two, June 3rd, 2024. Happy Monday. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Looking back at our top three stories of the day, Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying on Capitol Hill today, defending his response to the COVID pandemic. Republican chorus, of course, accusing him of trying to cover up the possibility that the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab. Republicans also saying the 6 feet apart social distancing recommendation and the mask mandates were arbitrary and not based on science. Jury selection today in Delaware in the federal firearms case against Hunter Biden, a jury seated. So arguments expected to begin tomorrow. And Israel confirming the deaths of four hostages that were being held in Gaza today. Austin, final check this hour of the roads.
All righty. Well, it seems like the congestion we were dealing with in several areas is starting to die down a bit. Most notably, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Neither of those areas should be giving you much trouble for too much longer. I-10, the issues we had traveling westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard have seemingly cleared out, but we do have minor congestion as you're coming over the bridge and passing Scenic Highway. Looks like we've got some issues there, but very minor. So hopefully that will die down soon as well. The only main spot in Pensacola is going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, particularly traveling northbound on Palafox. Outside of that, it's just minor congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 70s. Warm, humid weather continues over the next several days. Each day, we've got a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. That rain chance runs at about 30%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking at some wackier stories making the rounds today. Austin, we got a pretty interesting one out of North Korea. More trash-filled balloons being launched over to the southern border.
Yeah.
On Saturday, South Korean officials reported about 90 balloons containing used cigarettes, trash, and plastic bags were sent over into South Korea. Last week, North Korea sent around 260 balloons filled with trash and excrement over the border. The balloons in response to South Korean activists launching their own balloons that carried anti-North Korean leaflets.
You know, I'm not in school anymore, but I wonder if further on down the road, history books will be teaching this war we got.
You know, listen, I think that that may be something that I, you and I could start doing to each other. It's like, you know, anytime we have, well, maybe not like excrements, but I would send over to your home balloons carrying anti-Wake Forest propaganda. I would do
okay.
That.
Yeah, I guess just like a little pamphlet that says Go Blue Devils or something.
Yeah, exactly.
People all over the world turned up in Scotland this weekend for the biggest Loch Ness monster hunt ever. Teams of volunteers spread out across the lake with the idea of having as many eyes as possible watching every single inch of the lake. And ultimately, the search came up empty. I know who'd have guessed. A 53-year-old woman from Florida was there and was quoted in the local paper saying, quote, "It doesn't matter that we didn't see anything. That just keeps the mystery alive."
I love how much you hate the idea of this story.
I don't hate it. I just feel like even as someone who does next to nothing in his free time, I feel like there's got to be something better to do than this.
You know, and that leads me to ask you this question. If and when you get married one day and I said, Austin, I will pay for your honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to Scotland and take part in a Loch Ness monster hunt. Would you still accept my offer?
I mean, that's hard to turn down, especially considering that I've never been out of the States. But it depends on how much of the honeymoon the Loch Ness monster hunt would take. That is what it would boil down to.
If it was like a full day,
Of how many? How long?
One day, like one day. So like you're in Scotland for I say it's 4 days.
Okay.
One of those days from like sun up to sundown is a dedicated search for the Loch Ness monster.
Gosh, that sounds miserable. Especially depending on whatever time of year it is and how the humidity's going. Yeah, that sounds
like Scotland's. You know, it's kind of. It's not going to be tropical.
Oh no, it's not going to be like here. But right. Still, that would suck.
Yeah. Good news today. A couple in Orlando was planning to get married last month, right before their first baby was due. Mm. Their son came early, though, just 33 weeks, so the nursing staff found a chaplain last second, made a veil out of gauze, and held a wedding right there in the hospital. Their son Reggie was born 3 hours later.
That's actually pretty cool. That's really wholesome. A woman, keeping with the birth theme, a woman in Arkansas gave birth in the bathroom of a Golden Corral. That's romantic,
that's
too.
That's also wholesome, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that brings a tear to my eye just think about it. And didn't even know she was pregnant, apparently. Mm-hmm. She and her son Tamar are both doing great. Golden Corral posted a photo and joked that he's their youngest fan ever.
Yeah.
Didn't know you were pregnant, huh?
Oh, I know that there is a medical explanation behind that. I couldn't tell you what it is, but yes, I think it happens probably much more commonly than you and I may think.
I mean, that's the thing. I can't relate, of course. Thank goodness I can't. But nonetheless, it's like that's surprising to me.
Yeah. A 5-year-old foster kid in New York named Ezra has been waiting for a liver transplant for a while, and thankfully he's got a donor now. His former preschool teacher stepped up. Her name is Carissa Fisher. She got tested but didn't tell his foster parents until she found out she was a perfect match. She showed up at their door last week to give them the good news, and now the surgery is set for later this summer.
Wow.
Texter says, hey, Inverness and the Highlands are gorgeous. So much to see and much great food, so you should take the trip.
Okay, I will take the hypothetical Loch Ness monster.
All right, very good. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.